Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
The Cabinet today approved the release of 20 million in funding for RTE. That's after it published its vision for the future of the broadcaster. Staff at RTE were briefed on the full contents today, some of the details of which we've known were released late last year. Kevin Backhurst, Director General of RTE, is with us. Kevin, before we get on to the details of what you announced to staff today, I know you want to pay tribute both to Micheál Amuraheretic and Tommy Gorman, whom you would have worked very closely with.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I mean, it's been a very tough day, I'd say, for people at RTE and for audiences too. I mean, Micheál obviously was an absolute legend in terms of not just his role in covering GAA games, his incredible use of the Irish language, his wonderful accent, his love of his native Kerry. I was lucky enough to meet him during my last stint at RTE at Croke Park, actually, about 10 years ago. And he was, you know, sitting, sort of holding court, if you like, in the just behind the commentary boxes there. And it was fantastic to meet him because I knew exactly what he contributed to culture in Ireland, life in Ireland, and to RTE. And we're very sad at his passing. On Tommy, I mean, that was more of a shock, I suppose. I mean, Tommy was only 68 years old. I worked closely with Tommy. I knew him from my time in Brussels, actually, a long time ago, in the mid-90s with the BBC, and Tommy was there for RTE, and we became friends then and stayed in contact. And, you know, since my time at RTE, both last time and this time, I was lucky enough to go and visit Tommy and his family in Sligo and get to know his family a bit. But Tommy was a, you know, true legend of the RTE newsroom. You know, closely associated with his coverage of, you know, one of the most traumatic and difficult periods of this island's history in Northern Ireland. And he was a journalist of incredible tenacity, integrity, and extremely well-liked, loved by his colleagues, and I think admired for his honesty and straightforwardness by all participants in Northern Ireland from all sides, which is no mean task.
Yeah, and of course we extend our sympathies to his family and that of Micheál Amuraheretic. Kevin, let's start with the document you've published today. It's called The New Direction, A Statement of Strategy 2025 to 2029. There's lots of plans announced in it today, some of which you announced late last November, and you've put more details to staff today. But before you even get to that document, the big issue facing RTE is the future funding model. The government have signed off on giving you a tranche of emergency cash right now. Further money will come later on this year. But to implement anything, you really do need to find out, will you be funded by a licence fee or will you have an annual budget provided for by the government directly?
Look, I think in terms of the funding mechanism, I mean, that is entirely a matter for government, and I know there are various options under consideration. I really welcome the minister's recommitment today to the fact that they will resolve the future of public funding for RTE and for public service broadcasting in Ireland before the summer. She's reiterated what they've said publicly and privately about this for months now, and that's extremely welcome. And the minister acknowledged, and I've said this a number of times, that this strategy, which will transform RTE and provide a public service organisation that everyone in Ireland can be truly proud of and enjoy. But this strategy is dependent on secure public funding at the right level over a period of years.
But, as you know, the licence fee right now, there is quite a lot of evasion. No matter how somebody goes about collecting it, there are always going to be ways to get around it. Maybe people will just take the decision not to, or they'll find some other way. Would direct exchequer funding be the only way to secure RTE's future so that you're not back here in 4 or 5 years' time looking for a further bailout?
Well, direct exchequer funding was obviously the recommendation of the Future of Media Commission, and it was the one of the 50, the only one of the 50 suggestions from the Future of Media Commission that the government didn't accept. And I know there are different views at senior levels of government about what's the right way to fund public service broadcasting. I think from my point of view, in the end, you know, the right level of public funding over a period of time is the really important thing, which, you know, with safeguards that protect our independence. And there are different ways of doing that. You know, direct taxation is used in a number of the Scandinavian countries now, I think pretty successfully. But I do understand the objections that have been expressed about it as well. So I think there are different options. But in the end, this is about having the right level of funding that we can implement this strategy and change RTE in the way we've outlined today.
Let's look through some of that strategy document. You talk about, again, as you did say it last November, that RTE will be much smaller. 400 jobs to go over 5 years, 4 years, shrinking back on the campus in Montrose, perhaps spending more money, a 60% increase on the spending in outside productions over the next couple of years. Is that achievable in RTE, which has traditionally been reluctant to change?
I think it is achievable, and I think this is a realistic plan. It's not going to be easy to achieve, but we're determined to do it because RTE does have to change. I mean, this is, I'd say, the third era of RTE. We had the radio era, we had the TV era, and this is the digital era. And I think both the people who work here and certainly audiences know that we have to change the way we do things, the type of programmes and content that we provide to audiences, but in particular the way we provide them. And we need to invest in things like the RTE player and the RTE radio or audio app that we are currently planning, and a new news app, because audiences' habits have changed. We're competing with new global players in the market, and we need to transform. We can't stand still, and we need to be a more efficient, financially sustainable and transparent organisation that audiences can be truly proud of.
You go on in the document at length about, as you said, more digital products, streaming programmes first before they go on linear TV. You talk about doing things differently, a smaller RTE. But is it the same RTE, the same programmes people perhaps don't watch anymore, that there's a new audience out there who perhaps want more prestige drama? They're the ones who are giving their money to Netflix, Apple, Amazon and so many more. Are you doing any of that where people are going to be, where the big audiences are going right now?
Well, I think the answer is we already do some great content with our very, very large audiences, and whether that is the current coverage of the Euros, whether it's dramas like Kin, whether it's family programmes like Dancing with the Stars, which gets 50% of the TV audiences, we are doing programmes like that, but we need more of those types of programmes, more high-quality drama, more, you know, we need to maintain, you know, our array of sports rights, which is unique in Europe in terms of providing sport free-to-air to audiences. And to do all that, we do need a new funding deal so that we have regular funding, whilst at the same time we can invest in the player so that audiences have a great experience when they are watching programmes, either live or on demand through the player and through the new audio app.
Is it not time, though, given the pressure on funding, given that you don't know whether you're going to have it direct exchequer funding or whether there's going to be a reform licence fee, to do something a bit more radical, perhaps close down one of the stations, perhaps get rid of the entire campus at Donnybrook?
Yeah, we looked at all options when we were preparing the strategy, and we are closing four of our digital radio stations, but we think there is significant value for audiences in...
What's the value in 2FM?
The value in 2FM is, firstly, we have to be relevant to all audiences, and It's one of our services is most successful with young audiences. The second thing is it's unique in that it brings through young talent, new music, live events of a different type that we do across RTE. It's really important that we don't become, that we don't stop doing popular services as well, because as a public service broadcaster, you need to be relevant to all audiences. And 2FM, which by the way has a fantastic team working on it, is very successful in delivering to those younger audiences. And, you know, I would be looking to fully back 2FM.
And yet, if you look across the schedule on 2FM, people are leaving, including today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, people are leaving. That happens when you bring in young talent. They grow in the station. They have other opportunities. Many of them have other business opportunities outside and other businesses outside, which they earn considerably more from than they do from 2FM.
And, you know, and that's part of your policy as well, is to impose pay restrictions on people.
Yeah, it is part of my policy. I think the audience expects that we don't excessively pay our presenters. And, you know, if we lose people... And this, by the way, I think it's really important to say that the reason the two Johnnies left and the reason Darren left, that was nothing to do with pay. But I'm really clear about the need that we pay presenters in a way that's not extortionate, that it provides good public value for audiences.
At the end of this strategy, what can you tell listeners now who aren't paying their licence fee, who say, there's nothing on RTE, they're out there, they're all in for themselves, I don't like the culture, we've seen what's happened over the last couple of years?
First of all, I can tell them we brought in significant changes over the last year. We published a really detailed response to the government's expert committees on the need for further changes and other things we have to do, and we will do that in a set time frame. The second thing is, people, you know, some people may say there's nothing for me on RTE, but, you know, we've been getting huge audiences for the Euros. We got huge audiences for our coverage of the European and local elections. We got huge audiences for the performance of the Irish athletics team in the European Athletics Championships. We got huge audiences for our investigation into the treatment of horses done by RTE Investigate. So, you know, there is a lot of content, and that's just talk about TV. You know, Radio 1 is still the most successful radio station in Ireland, and 2FM is still very successful with young audiences. So we are providing a whole range of services. And online news, there's been significant growth in our online news audience. And
which a lot of people say is taking audience from the newspapers and many other digital startups out there, that you have an advantage that you're funding that from the licence fee.
Yeah, well, I've heard that said, but it's not said in America where there's no public service broadcasters.
This isn't America, this is Ireland.
No, this is not America. I'm well aware of that, but all I'm saying is that a lot of traditional media companies are struggling in America where there's no public service broadcasters. So I don't think that's the main cause of the issues for some other media organisations. I think one of the main causes is the flight of advertising to huge global giants like Meta and like Twitter and like Amazon and so on. You know, traditional media sources and newspapers in particular have lost a huge amount of advertising to the new global kids on the block, and it's not the presence of...
Don't blame RTE on it. Can I just ask you one final question? And we spoke about it at the very start. Whatever funding mechanism is going to be in place, when do you need to know? We were promised by the government it would happen by the summer recess. It really doesn't look like it right now, and we could be on our way to a general election. When do you need a decision so that you can start planning for paying for those layoffs, paying for getting smaller and investing?
Well, we need certainty as soon as possible. I'm still being told, and I think the minister said today she was still intending to reach a decision before the summer. Even if there's a decision, there need to be legislation. It may not be in place for 25, so we may need some interim funding if we're going to start the strategy. And there is an urgency to this. We need to change the organisation. We need to transform the way we deliver to audiences, and we can't hang around. We're a little bit behind the curve in some areas already, so we really do need to get on so that we can be absolute world-class for audiences here.
Kevin Backhurst, Director General of RTE, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.